Hey guys, what's up? It's Simone.
Hey guys, it's Jay.
And welcome to the Dating Game Podcast. Hey guys, we have a guest on the show today. We have those low male tones on the show today. We have Zeke. Hi, Zeke.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Yeah.
Good, thanks. What about you?
I am great. I'm never bad.
That's good. Start.
Always positive. Or at least try to.
Yeah, you said something interesting. When I said to you, like, not long ago, how are you? You said, what did you say? I've never heard that before.
What's that? I can't complain?
Yeah, it wasn't can't complain. It was something like, oh, I have nothing to complain about. Something like that.
Yeah.
The way you phrased it.
Yeah, I got nothing to complain about. Yeah.
Interesting way to reply.
You know what it is? I think, like, really short, I don't know. Like, my mom, that comes from my mom, because, like, you can't complain when, like, my mom, I remember with kids, I complain all the time about everything. She's like, you can't complain. You got a roof over your head, clothes on your back, food on the table. So now I'm just like, yeah, I can't complain. Like, I'm good. Like, I ain't got nothing to worry about. So, yeah, that's my catchphrase. Either that or, like, 100%. I always say 100% or appreciate you. Those three things are, like, that's what I stick to.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's good energy. We love that.
Yeah.
So there is a reason why we wanted to bring on Emel.
Okay.
The male perspective today.
I'm ready.
Okay. Yeah, interesting. But I'm just going to start off actually with the question of the day.
Okay.
You have to bear with me, right? I'm going to try and phrase this in a way that's clear, because I had this conversation with Jay and she was like, I don't get what you're saying. So let me try. Okay. So you have a partner or you're dating someone.
Uh-huh.
And they explain to you what their type is.
Type as in they're male or whatever, like,
as in, like, their physical type, like,
okay,
who'd you go for, basically, who'd you go
yeah,
for?
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't know if you've ever had this conversation, but, like, some guys are like, oh, I don't, you know, I just don't really have a type, this, that, and the other, but everyone knows you have a type, because if you listen to all the answers, you have a type,
yeah.
That's just how it is, but some people 100%. Genuinely are like, I don't have a type. So if you're dating a girl, would you rather them say, I don't have a type, or list a type, like, oh, my type is 5'11 and above, bearded, muscular type, etc.?
I think it's like, that's a double-edged sword, because I think some people don't want to hear it because it might not sound like them and they're a little insecure.
Mm-hmm.
Me, myself, funny enough, recently, actually, I don't care. My girl recently, after the Euros, she was like, oh, who's that guy? Black guy, like, tall, and he's got, like, dreadlocks. And I'm like, who are you talking about? She's like, he's, like, tall, and he's got dreadlocks. And I'm like, I don't know who you're talking about. And she's just like, you know what I'm talking about. Like, he played, like, the first two games for England. And I was like, Tyrone Mings? She's like, yeah. I was like, what you mean, yeah? Like, what you mean, yeah? And she's like, no, it's cool. Don't worry about it. I said, I'm not worried. I'm just saying, what you mean, yeah? Like, but, yeah, no, I don't subscribe to that channel. I've tried to, from a young age, date girls from many different backgrounds so I can be, like, well-rounded. I'm blessed in the fact that my mom traveled a lot. Yeah. So I got to travel a lot as a kid. So I saw a lot of different culture. Mm-hmm. So I never just said, I always knew, I think from the age of, like, real young, like 12, I always knew I was going to marry a black girl.
Okay.
Or black woman, sorry. Mm-hmm. But in the interim of that journey, I always said, like, oh, you know what? Let me just figure this out.
Let me explore.
Yeah. So when people say type, I'm like, it's a vibe thing for me.
Okay.
Really and true. I mean, every man will be like, oh, she's got to have this, that, and the third. But I've dated petite women. I've dated plus size women. I've dated, you know, thick women, curvy women. So it's not something in my head where I'm like, oh, she needs to be this. Mm-hmm. It's the vibe needs to be cool. If the vibe's not cool, I can't really get with you. But in the interim, answer your question. Sorry. No, I wouldn't care. Tell me what your type is. Mm-hmm. Well, when my girl said Tyrone Mings, I instantly was like, well, that's not me. So that's cool. Like, I'm not mad by that.
No, I'm not mad by that at all. But if you're the complete opposite to that person, you don't feel any way, you don't think about it. Nah.
You want to know why? Because honestly, we all have that, right? Like, we all have that thing where we're like, yo, if I don't know who the dude is, you know, obviously I'm well out of touch. I'm too old these days. But whoever the hot guy is now in the street, whoever is liking who from Love Island or whatever that might be.
I don't watch that show at all.
But
no, like Love Island aside, just generally, I don't know who that guy is that everybody likes.
Okay, yeah.
Like back in the day,
I don't know.
Blah, but I don't even know.
Exactly. So I'm not gonna be that guy, right? So why am I mad? Like, I'm not that guy. You're here. Unless your intentions are to only be here till that guy comes along. That's a different conversation. I know my girl's heart, so I know that's not the case. But you can like who you like. I mean, I can probably speak for all men and say we've all dreamed about Beyonce. That don't mean it's gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just whatever.
Do you think people fancy Beyonce?
I think first and foremost, I think Beyonce is a beautiful woman, a beautiful black woman.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be foolish. I think sometimes in life, we all kind of get to this place where we want to hate, not because we're bad people, just because we're like, she ain't all that. But I think she's a beautiful black woman. I don't have this, as a teenage boy, I don't have the same desire towards her as I probably did when I was young. Like, now I'm a grown man. I look at it like, that's a married woman with kids, man. Like, you got to respect her. Like, move on, bro.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah.
You know what? I think, like, I think maybe it's partly that because now she is very much a grown woman. She's very much an auntie now. Like, in the best way, like a glamorous, beautiful auntie, but she's very much that.
Yeah, no, she's mom now.
She's undeniably beautiful. She's got shape. She's got, like, you know, she's talented.
She's got magic.
But I don't know whether it's like a certain, because she's at a certain level, whether she's not that woman that everybody like starts sweating over kind of thing. But whereas like Rihanna, for example, everyone's like, Rihanna's hot. Like, Rihanna's hot.
That's because like, not with no disrespect to speaking about Beyonce, I think that's because Rihanna is the younger version in a sense, you know what I'm saying? Like that celebrity star. Mm-hmm. So we naturally gonna just, in society, we naturally just gravitate to whatever's new. And she's like, oh, she's not new. She's been around for years, but she's like that person.
Yeah.
And then there'll be another person in years' time and whatever.
And I also think it's very cliche. Cliche to fantasy. It's very like, oh, everybody thinks Beyonce is sick or buff or whatever you want to call her, like good looking. But everybody's going to say that. Do you know what I mean? So I think people just try and shy away from the obvious. They're like, oh, yeah, obviously she's hot. Obviously. So let's look at Nia Long or let's look at Megan Good. 100%.
Do you know what I mean? And this is the thing, right? Because, and further to the original question, it's like, when you're talking about like the physical, I know my girl don't want to date Tyrone Mings, but I know before I came along and my 5'10", you know, self, she probably was like a guy about 6'4", kind of, you know, hair. And that's cool. Like, that's all right. Mm-hmm. I mean, arrogantly, he ain't better than me, right? That's my own, internal thought. But I understand it. Like, I ain't going to be mad. I ain't going to be like, oh my God, she likes Tyrone Mings. Actually, I make a joke out of it. Like, I'm always just like, I crack jokes, man. I don't care about that.
Yeah,
but I can understand why dudes will. I can understand why dudes will.
No, of course. So the reason I was
thinking about it,
what was that?
And women as well, why they would feel the way about that as well.
Yeah.
Like if their man was to describe a woman that wasn't them.
Yeah, but the reason why I was thinking about it was because I was thinking, even if they describe you, when someone has a very set type, I feel like it's almost like a threat when somebody else who's that type comes along. For example, say your boyfriend's type was blonde and busty. Every blonde and busty woman that comes along, you'll be like,
you're gonna be thinking.
Yeah. I almost feel like saying I don't really have a type, is that better? Because then of course then you're looking at every woman like, oh my gosh, is he gonna go off and run away with that person? I mean, if you are that way inclined to kind of feel that envy. But I don't people that are like, that's my type. It's a little bit like, okay, calm down.
Are you sparing your partner's feelings by saying like, I don't have a type then? Like just so then there's no problem down the line?
So yeah, I've definitely done that before. Especially if my type isn't the person that I'm dating. Because I'm quite open-minded. I won't necessarily stick to a particular type of person because I'm more like, what's the vibe? What's the energy like? What's he saying for himself? All those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm dating you and I know that on paper my type is this, I'll just be like, I don't really have a type, you know, just like, and I might
I wouldn't keep that information because when we spoke before, when you said, oh, you know, if he's on Instagram liking Instagram baddies that don't look like you, then you get worried. Not worried, but you're like, oh, actually then he's not liking me. But I think it was better to be transparent, because if I actually go for somebody that is not my type, then you can tell that I like you beyond my type. It's more, I like you more than that. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense? I like you more than the physical.
When you're having that conversation though, because I do feel like early on, I mean, why would you have that conversation early on anyway? But I do feel like early on, that's not really what someone wants to hear. And I probably would say, so if I use like a real life example, I would just be like, well, actually, yeah, my type is, I don't even know, because I don't even have a type. But yeah, my type is, let's say, like athletic built guys. Uh-huh. And if you were very slim, or if you were a bit bigger, I probably would say it, but I would phrase it in a way that kind of describes you also. athletic build, like, you know, something just a little, you know, kind of around where you are, but maybe a bit more.
My mentor, funny enough, this is interesting. My mentor said to me not so long ago, he asked me about, because I was like, I'm always telling the truth. Like, I don't care about, I don't spare feelings and stuff. I just tell people what it is, and it is what it is. We move. But he was just like, you doing that because you're just being righteous, or you doing that because there's some sort of like positive outcome to it? And I didn't know how to answer the question. So he gave me 3 months to answer the question. I still don't know the answer. But it's interesting you said that, because it's just like, I think it's tough because as Jay brought up the Instagram thing, it's tough because Instagram, like, my girl doesn't post photos like at all, really, ever. Mm-hmm. And I think like if you like other people's photos, I don't care if you like other people's photos, but I think like if she posted more photos, I don't know if I'd continuously like her photos. But then some people can misconstrue that and be like, but I'm liking this person's photos. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And be like, oh, but that's your type and your girl's your girl, whatever. But
yeah, but this is the thing. I don't think Instagram represents real life. No. Like, it doesn't.
No.
The people that you follow, the people that you like, all those people, you would probably never have friends like that. You probably would never date people like that. It's just like a shiny version of how life really is, but it's not really real life.
I think people need to look at what's...
I don't know if you can judge someone based on, like, you know, who they're liking, or based on how many people they're liking or whatever. I think it's, to a degree, maybe, but I don't know. I don't think it's not real.
I think people need to kind of, like, pick people who are their, like... This is going to sound so corny, but, like... You need to be, I always say to people, like, I remember my nephew was asking me about this, and he's like, how do you know, like, your girl's the one? I was like, because I took my time and, like, looked at the soul of a person, like, the energy of a person, the vibe of a person. A lot of the time, from the physical standpoint, we always just dive straight into what we think we want versus what we need, you know? And I think that's where we make the mistake of this, like, all-around type thing. I think it's actually better, you know, going backwards, I think it's probably better that no one has a type. I think you should just be open to knowing that there's something out there for you that you're going to want, and there's something out there for you that you're going to actually need. And then you have to kind of find that balance where they both kind of meet in the middle, and you can be happy with not only your choice, but then also their choice in you. So it's a melting pot and a balance of trying to find that middle ground. And that's hard to do. That's really hard to do, because you end up picking and choosing, and, you know, you have to, as they say for women, you got to date a lot of frogs, or whatever the case may be, I think it is.
Kiss a lot of frogs.
Kiss a lot of frogs. Yeah.
I think that, just going back to Instagram, I think Instagram is more of a lustful pick. I know it sounds really bad.
No, you're right.
In terms of, like, physical, it's all physical. Like, oh, you know, I for example, I'm not afraid to say I love Anthony Joshua, but I know that it has to be
he's
more
a good
than
dude.
That.
Like, he's a really good dude. I've met him a couple times. Exactly. He's a really good dude.
But I just think that, like, Instagram is just lust. It's lust. And if somebody is, like, liking somebody's pictures, it's all about lust. They're probably never going to meet them, whatever. But I don't think it's something that you should be meditating and think, oh, it's annoying. Oh, why is that? It's just, you know, unless they're doing something out of hand, like commenting really terrible, disgusting comments.
Yeah.
Then maybe, you might have to say, step in there. But I just think it is what it is.
Yeah. I think, like I said, I think types is a balanced thing, man. I think for me, it's all about energy. It's all about vibe. It took me a long time to learn that, because I definitely was going for what she looked like over what the vibe was for a very long time. But you're never happy there. Like, you're never happy there.
It's interesting.
A lot of the young guys, we don't figure, like, for all the young guys or the guys who listen to this, and maybe they might not attest to this, but truth is, it takes us a minute to figure that out. Because while we're out here chasing big bums and nice breasts and lips and so on and so forth, you're missing the bigger point. You know, so there's a essence to that.
But I think that because of social media and because of how things are at the moment, it's very easy to think that your type is really attainable. So then, so then when you do other people that aren't really your type, but you might even get on with better, in the back of your mind, you're like, yeah, but my type is right there, so I'm going to grab them or whatever. I think that's, that is, I think people should definitely be more open-minded. Like I said, I feel like I generally probably don't have a type, and you might be like, the only thing I could say is maybe body type, like athletic, that's probably the one thing I could say that's, I'm pretty strict, not strict on, but that's been a trend of mine. So then if I do meet someone that's like a bit on the skinny side or a bit on the heavier side, I don't mind saying, actually, I generally do go for the athletic build, but I'm obviously here with you right now. So it's kind of going to be a little bit more obvious that, I'm not that strict on it, or that
Simone, you have a type. I don't know what you're saying. You do have a type. We spoke about it like last this week.
Yeah, but on, like, on paper, but not in real life. So when, so when someone says to you, what is your type? I'm thinking like in real life, I'm not going to go and list like Usher or like whoever.
The fact that you just said Usher lets me know everything about you. Like, no, because like a lot of people say exactly what they mean the first time around. And that's always funny to me, because it's like you say, like, it's like Usher. And it's just like, I know you like Usher now.
Like back in the day, like when I was a kid growing up, but now I'm like, I look back, I'm like, it's not, but in, if I'm going to list a celebrity, I would say Usher, but then I'm not going to say, Tyson Beckford, he showed me a video of him today, and I was like, yes. So I'm not going to say, oh, my type of paper is that guy. Is that, because I don't date that. Do you know what I mean? Right, when someone asks me what's your type, I'm going to give you my type in real life, I think. That's that's how I interpret the question anyway.
I feel like you're right. I feel like you're right. But I feel like the only problem is like, I don't know, guys' egos are fragile. I shouldn't say that, because they're not gonna like that, but guys' egos are very fragile. And if you tell a guy like, nah, like you cool, but like I normally go for a guy that has this, instantly some guy, like, I want to say like 60% of guys are probably going to be like, oh, she shot me.
It's the same for women. Women are exactly the same. Yeah. Women have big egos too. And maybe even it comes from more of a place of insecurity, whereas men, maybe it comes from ego. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. No one really wants to hear the truth. You're gonna have to pretty up a little bit, because otherwise, like, well, why would you ask a question that you're like, I don't know.
I think it's the same reason why I wouldn't want to ask a man, like, am I fat in these jeans? You know what I'm saying? Like, if I tell you yes, you're gonna be mad.
But I don't think that guys will actually tell you that. They'll give you a vague approach. They'll be like, oh, I like bums. They won't actually tell you the detail. But it's only when you go on Instagram, the woman chooses to go on Instagram and dives deep into their following list, that they understand that who their type is on, I guess, on paper, their lustful type. That's the only way. After all the guys I've been with, they've never said, I go for this girl with weave. It's never been that detailed. It's always been like, I'll go for boobs. I'll go for somebody who's thick. That's like, it's so vague though. It's so vague. So I think women do more of the detail.
It's hard.
Maybe that's because men are simple and they do just
simple.
I was saying that today to my uncle. I was like, yo, like, you gotta realize, like, guys have no, like, there's no complications. Like, God, don't get it twisted. Guys make that. There are a lot of dudes out here make things difficult for women. But for the most part, like, guys, like, we are cavemen at our core. Like, there's not much you have to do. Like, there's not much you have to do. And because we're visual creatures, that's why Instagram is probably more for dudes than it is for women in terms of like clicking and liking and stuff, because men are so visual that we just tend to like scroll through and just, oh, she good. She look nice. Oh, she look. And you just liking every damn picture. After a while, you realize like you're thirsting a lot at that point. And that could be a problem. I caught myself a couple years back just like, oh, she good. Oh, yeah, her too. I'm like, yo. I look back on those years. I'm like, yo, this is like Tinder. This is real bad. Like, this is not good. This is not good.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's so funny.
Right, so getting into the topic today. So actually, this happened last week. It was recording with another podcast, and basically we were talking about gender and gender roles and obviously the balance between masculinity and femininity and all that stuff. But I thought it was quite interesting to touch on gender roles now, in a sense of like, in a relationship, I think you think about what the woman's role is, and it could be associated to cooking, being in the house, doing house domestic things, and obviously a man taking care of masculine things, I guess doing the garden or whatever, but also could be associated to decision making as well. So what's your general thoughts about gender roles in general? Like, what do you think? And you're in a relationship, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes. So what's the balance like, if you want to say, about with your relationship, and what do you think about it?
I'm terrible because some of the things you just mentioned, like, I'm definitely not gardening. That's not happening.
that's a stereotype.
But I'm just saying, like, I just start thinking about, like, the tasks and like what it involves with the stereotypes. I think I'm not gardening. Like, I'd rather wash dishes than garden. Like, if I had to be honest, like, I'd rather like do that type of stuff. But to be serious about it, I think in my relationship is teamwork, right? So okay. I don't think there's a girl on this planet who could tell me that I have not said this to them. I've always been the type to be like, yo, like, whatever needs to be done, let's, like, I'll do it, you do it, whatever, like, let's get it done. I think the thing that shocks a lot of women the most, and it's only because I probably suffer from some like level of insomnia, I always say, like, hey, listen, you know, we have kids, you carried a kid for 9 months. I'll wake up, I'll be up at night anyway. Like, it's not a problem. I got you. Like, you sleep, relax. You know, I actually said to my girl when we first started dating, I was like, my idea of like the perfect situation, or ideal situation, is like pure balance. But then at the same time, like, in the sense of talking about children or whatever, like, once we have the kid and you're done with the breastfeeding or whatever the case may be, go take like 3 weeks. I got this. Go do what you're going to do. You did 9 months the hard way. Like, go do what you're going to do. Like, and don't worry about it. Take your girls with you. I'll pay for it. Like, just have a good time. But I think when we talk about gender roles in society, the problem becomes is that there are some women who do the feminist thing, but then they still want the
we're going in there right now.
Yeah, like, because it's weird because, like, you know, I've dated. Listen, man, I don't know what it is.
What is the feminist thing?
The feminist thing is like, all right, so I think naturally, I'm naturally like a feminist. Like, I don't want a woman to stay home. Like, I need you to be a boss at the highest level, because otherwise I think I'm going to bulldoze you.
Okay.
And the reason why I say that is because I'm not hard to get along with or hard to deal with. Like, I'm very like chill, stay at home. I don't want to really do too much. You want to go out, let's go out. But you know, I really want to be home. Like, I'm very much a home person. But
yeah,
the feminist thing for me is like, you get a lot of women. I've gotten to a lot of arguments with this. Like, they lobby things that men do, and so on and so forth, that, you know, encroach on the there's a word for this, and I can't find it, but it kind of like goes against what feminists stand for, which is true. A lot of men, you know, don't get it. Even now. I'll be in the car with my uncle and he'll be like, somebody, a driver in front of us will do something. He'll be like, it's a woman. And I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, oh, man. But like, you can't, he's damn near 60 something years old. You can't, you know, old dog, new tricks. It's not going to work. But I was primarily raised by women only. So I get it. And then I've never carried a baby or went through any sort of, you know, menstrual cycle or anything, but I understand the struggle. I get it. And I think there's some that just take it too far, but then they want both sides of the coin.
Mm.
You know, I want to be this independent woman up here.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, you still have to do all of this other stuff. And I'm like, listen, if we're going to share the balance and the role, you got to fix the car too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to.
Do you mean independent?
That happens with men as well, though, because don't you think that a lot of men are like, yeah, I like my woman to be submissive. You know, I like her to not speak up too much. I like her to do in the kitchen.
I don't,
She's No, that's fine. But, you know, she's in the kitchen. She's raising the kids. I'm not getting up for the baby. But then if anything around the house needs doing, you're not able to do it. Or if you need to stand up for me because I have an issue at work, or I have an issue with the neighbor, you're not willing to get involved. So it's kind of like a, I think men also do that as well. And I
No,
think
we do.
there's
We
a
do. I think, you know
kind of
what?
both sides.
I think it's messed up because on the man side of it, I think it's wild, right? Like, how could you want somebody not to do anything like with their time, right? Because like then when you come home, there's
No,
nothing to talk about.
but being a housewife, if that's what you choose to do, it does require work. It does require you doing something,
Yeah.
offering something to the household. It's
100%.
about the option. So that's why I think like the feminist argument sometimes it can be flawed, because being a feminist is about saying, I can choose whatever I want to do. I can do
Yeah.
whatever I want to do, but I want to have the opportunity to do it should I wish. I want to be respected in the same way, no matter, regardless of whether I'm a stay-at-home mom or if I work in a corporate business as a CEO.
Right.
I want to be respected in the same way. I want to be treated the same way, and I want my work and my time to be valued in the same way.
Right. I think with that, it's what I mean by playing both sides of the fence. It's like, it's not because it's not even all women. There are just certain women that I've been around who play that line really funny. And it's weird because it's just like, you knock my head off for saying something crazy or all this stuff up here. But then the other problem is that you're slyly, you almost, it's weird. It's like you want the man to be the man, but you don't want him to be the man. I don't know. I don't know. But it's a funny balance. And I don't know what be the man means anymore. You know what I'm saying? I think that's another nuance that we're yet to even dive into just in society, because what is being a man now? I was, you know, I look at, you know, my uncle, my granddad, and my father, and so on and so forth. And it's always like, you know, the man brings home the money, the man does this, the man does that. But nowadays, I'm like, what is
Equal,
that?
or it could be different.
Yeah, like what is that being a man thing? Like that to me, it's like I tell my girl at the time, hey, listen, she actually just got a new job. And when I heard what she was making, I was like, oh, I'm about to stay home. I was like, oh, we rich. Okay. I'm not working again. I'm never working again. And she was just like, what are you talking about? I said, nah, fam. I said, all right, cool. So this is how we're gonna run it. You know, you're gonna have the babies and I'm gonna stay home. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get one of those fake, you know, breast things with the bottle in it. That's how we're gonna make this work. And you're just gonna go out and do what you do. I'm a stay-at-home dad now. I'm about to be having 50-pound salads with the boys. Like, just eating out the country club and stuff. And she was just like, nah, you gotta work. You ain't living off of me. And I'm like, damn, like, and then I actually made a snide comment at the time. I was like, but you live off me though. And it just got real quiet. So I was real,
Oh gosh.
it got real
So,
quiet real quick.
obviously, I know you're joking or whatever,
Yeah, 100%.
but if that was the case, if she was making enough and she said to you, look, I do want you to stay home because when we have,
Hell yeah.
okay, you would, but would that make you feel any less about your
No.
manhood?
No,
And would
we're a
it bruise your
team.
ego a little?
No,
Bruise
we're a
a little bit?
team. You can't be mad. Listen, I remember just recently I was watching what was I watching? I was watching Breakfast Club and they had the locks on there after they did their verses with Dipset. And they were talking about how Jadakiss, for those who don't know who he is, rapper or whatever, they were talking about how he just took over. And there's two other guys in the group, but they were like, listen, sometimes when your dude's got like the hot hand, you're a team. You got to run with the hot hand. You can't be jealous or arrogant or have your ego come in place. With me, she make more money. I ain't got to work. She's telling me to stay. I can stay home. There ain't nothing else you got to tell me. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm
So
still
what
gonna have my
if you,
interests. I'm just gonna have my things that I want to do, of course, but I could do that. That's not a problem.
So in terms of gender roles, in terms of that saying that the man is the head and the woman is the neck type thing, what is your perspective on that then? Do
Sorry,
you
just
still
one
think that's
second. Just before you get onto that, one
yeah.
second. Going back to, so if you feel really secure being at home, not being the one to bring in the money, etc., what do you
Yeah.
see, what would you see your role as the man in the relationship then?
I'm still the thing is at the end of the day, defining it as man and woman and all types of stuff, like, and I was actually when I was gonna answer Jay's question, is exactly what I was gonna say, and I'm gonna answer both in the same. These sayings and these and all that vibe, like, that's old news, man. Like, that's 1950, 1940. We don't live there no more. Like, if you're my wife and you are doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, and like you say to me, babe, like, I run this company, I got a six-figure salary, it's crazy, or whatever the case may be, like bonuses, boom, 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 boom. Bro, like, I have no problem taking the backseat to your success. Like, none. Like, you can be the head, I'll be the neck. Shit, I'll be the whole body while you, you know, and make sure you can operate. Like, I got you. Because that's what being a team member is about, a sort of real partner is. You can't be out here saying like, oh, but I got to get mine. Well, you are. You can build. You can do your own thing. I mean, I always look at somebody like, y'all know Aisha Curry?
Yes. You
know Aisha Curry? Mm. So look at her. You know, her man making $240 million a year.
I know,
you know what I'm saying? And, but she got cookbooks. She on TV shows. She's doing her thing. And she got two kids. So if she can do it, and apparently a man does everything, then if I'm staying at home, I can do that. I could go and have a cookbook. I can learn something that I didn't learn or I didn't previously know before, immerse myself in a craft or something. Like, it's no, you know, people be like, oh, you simping or whatever the kids say these days. And that's right, cool. Yeah. But like, real talk, fam, like, that's my partner though. She tagged me out. I tagged her in. She's doing her thing. And there'll come a day where maybe it's not working all the way for her and she got to tag me back in. And I just got to be equipped and ready to take over. It's just the way that works, man. Success is great. Nobody tells you when you're on this road that you're going to fail more than you're successful, because that's just a part of the learning curve. She's not always going to be winning every single day. She's going to need somebody to talk to. She's going to need somebody to bounce ideas off of. She's going to need somebody to be her emotional wall. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you got to either, if you're the breadwinner, you got to be that for the other person and so on and so forth. But I think we get so caught up in like, oh, the man has to do this and the woman has to do that. Like I was saying to Simone previously, man, my mom taught me how to cook at like 12, 13 years old. She stopped washing my clothes at 12, 13 years old. I could do it all. So I can stay home. Like, that's not a problem. I mean, throughout the whole pandemic, I had no problems. I was cool. Cook, clean, whatever. Because ego shouldn't get in the way of your love. You know what I'm saying? That's where we tend to go left, because we be like, especially men, we be sitting there saying, nah, bro, I'm not having it. Like, she, you know, come on, fam. That's your teammate. That's your teammate. You got to put on for your teammate. And I'm always going to be my girl's biggest fan and supporter.
Yeah. Cheerleader. Yeah.
I'm going to be out there with the pom-poms and the skirt and everything. Yeah. Like, I don't care. And I beg somebody to tell me something different. Like, I'm going to be out here like, yo, that's, go do your thing. Go win. Because if you win, essentially, now we got something even more bigger to talk about.
Yeah. You know?
And that's not, and all that other phrases, power couple, all that crap, it don't matter. Like, what matters is if you're happy with what you're doing and I'm happy what I'm doing and we can bring that happiness together, that's bliss. That's life. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
But I think dudes, especially dudes, when we talk about staying home, it's cool for like a week because we all play PlayStation and then that's it. But then we want to go out and then like, she's doing this, she's doing that. Bro, forget all that, man. Stay home. I'm happy to be home.
Yeah.
As long as you're happy and we winning and we doing what we doing, because when you win, I win. When I win, you win. What's mine is yours. So I need you to win. Like, it's that simple.
Do you think that's always been the case for you? Or is it because you are in this secure place now? Like, when you used to date and you meet a woman who was quite far ahead in life, and not even just in career, just in life.
Like, in life,
have a car, you don't have a car. She may know how to cook, clean, do all activities, volunteer, all these different things. And you're just kind of like, yeah, just hang out with my boys, play football once a week and that's it. Like, how has that made you feel in the past?
I think, honestly, as I said before, like, I've been blessed because my mom and what she does, I've been able to travel. So I've never felt that way. Like, oh, she's ahead of me. Not like in a bad way where she couldn't have been ahead of me, because she probably was. But I never felt like, oh man, like I'm so far behind. As if anything, it's motivation. You know, I'm the only person I'm battling is me. And that sounds like a cliche. It is. You know, you look in the mirror, you're your only opponent. But it's true. Like, why am I worried about what other people are doing? I'm just worried about me. I have to be worried about me, because self-preservation is key. So it's motivation. If I see you doing something at a high level, I want to continue to do that. But at a younger age, I didn't even think about it. Mm. I genuinely didn't even think about it. Like, I never thought about, oh, she got a job and I don't, or she drives and I don't, or I didn't care. Mm. But then that could also be looked at as negligent, because then maybe I'm not doing those things for myself or whatever. But if, like I said, if you're winning, if you're doing what you're doing, I just want to cheer you on and hopefully be a part of it. Mm. You know, and then whichever way I can be a part of it, just be a teammate. But yeah, I never thought about it. I never, ever, ever gave that any thought, like at a young age. Because at a young age, you're not thinking about the deeper levels of a relationship. You're just thinking about the stupid stuff, you know, and what people are telling you you should be doing and all that stupid stuff. So, yeah, no, I never gave that any thought at all, ever.
I mean, I have met men who, like, we've been talking and then kind of, you know, we talk about what do you do and whatever else. And it may appear that I'm in a better position than they are, again, not just in career, but just in
general. But everything.
And everything. And to them, that's how they perceive me. And then I think it does, it has triggered like that level of competition. And then you kind of feel like you're competing against, well, I'm not competing. Well, I don't think I'm competing, but they start to feel, the man starts to feel that level of competition. And then it either drives us apart, or then you get that, I'm not ready for a relationship thing. And then they go off because they need to focus on getting themselves to where they think you are, kind of thing. And so I, as much as I hate saying it, because I don't like to think of men as being like intimidated by your success, I do feel like in the past, there's been an element of that competition, like you said, it's great. It's motivating them to be better. But for whatever reason, they don't feel like they can be in a place of getting to know you or dating while trying to work towards being better.
I think their problem is that it's not motivating them. It's making them feel small.
Mm. Yeah.
So you can't, if you're motivated, okay, so to break down what you said they would be like, oh, I'm not ready for relationships because they need to work on what they're working on. The problem is you say that, but the teacher's right here. Mm. So why would you leave the teacher if you're trying to get better? Mm. I'm trying to learn from you. Because obviously I have deficiencies where you have efficiencies. So I'm trying to get to where you are and then take that further. There are going to be times in life where I'm ahead of you. There's going to be times in life where you're ahead of me.
Yeah.
And that, and I'm not talking about, and again, to even like break it down, it's like not even emotionally, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to be more emotionally sound than you, or vice versa. So I need to learn from you. I need to embrace that I have a weakness. And weaknesses are great. They're great. They teach you things. If you don't embrace them, then I don't know what you're doing. You know, you need to embrace those things.
It's definitely male ego.
Yeah, male ego plays a big part. I think there are women. There are women out there who don't help. I will say that. I feel like because I guess the slant to not. To being raised by nothing but women is I've watched a lot of men come in my family.
Okay.
And I've watched a lot of those men get verbally destroyed. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, yo, like, you can't do that to him. Now, I'm young, so I'm listening. I'm thinking, whatever, like, he ain't shit. And we like, it is what it is. But then as you get older, you start to think like, yo, like you're really mistreating dude. Like, not on some like stupid, like cheating or anything like that, but just the way you talk to them. You know what I'm saying? You can make a man feel like women, I always say, women have all the power. And the moment that a man tries to act like he don't know that, you're finished. Like, you're done. Like, women hold a crazy amount of power. But as they said in Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility. And you can't just beat a man down when he's already down. You know what I'm saying? You can't just, you know, put him under the bus when you know he wants to get ran over already. You need to drag him up and be like, yo, I'm going to show you how to do this. Or I'm going to show you how to be better. Or I'm going to help you get there.
But I think a lot of these men that, like Simone, you might be referring to, are just not literally ready to date, because mentally, like you said, they might be already down. So when we say, oh, we're doing this, we're doing that, we're doing this, we're doing that, it can feel a lot. And I think as I've dated, it doesn't mean I have to, like, tame myself or put myself down. It doesn't mean that. I just think it's being conscious maybe of like just where they are in life and although where they are in their heads and where they think they want to be. And I could see what how it could be. But I think also, Simone, we're from we have a lot of strong women around us that's driven and that we kind of fuel each other. And some men don't even have that circle, that support system.
I can tell you hand on heart, I've never had a positive male influence in my life. Everything I learned from a man was what not to do. So watching like my mom and stuff, I remember like a couple years back, I remember we was like all having like a family discussion on like Skype or something. I can't remember what it was, but or Facebook, whatever. And my sister, my oldest sister was like, you know, we raised you the way we raised you because we raised you to be the man that we desired to have, the type of man that would do X, Y, and Z. And that was pressure because I was like, damn. Because I watched a lot of men coming in out of my family. I was like, Jesus, that's a lot, man. Like, I don't know if I'm that guy. And I still fall short in a lot of things. I'm sure my girl will tell you. But I think the main constant is in the, you were saying about not overdoing the success thing when you know he's down. That's, again, not your problem.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think
it's the delivery. I'm not saying Simone specifically. I'm saying in general. Yeah. I think I've heard, even like I was saying to Simone ages ago, that I realised that, you know, when we talk feminine and masculine energy, right?
Yeah.
I feel like Simone might have a different circle of friends to be able to have an opinion on this. But I feel like I'm around a lot of masculine women. And I think sometimes, yes, it's great to do this and have direction and whatever. But I think sometimes the delivery can be quite short and quite like, wow, it's a lot. Not even for me as a woman. I'm not saying all women should be, you know, it's not about pick me, if you want to say that, Simone. It's not about that. I think for me, it's about just how you talk to people in general. If you know that someone's down, me personally, it's not about me dimming myself. It's about the way I'm listening. Okay, this is what I do. But it's not almost like a boastful way. It's more like, this is what I do. You know, it's a different...
Information.
Yeah, I think there are levels to it as well, because
there
are some guys where you're like, oh yeah, you know, I'm going to the gym, I've got a meeting after work, oh yeah, I've got this thing. And they're like, oh, you're busy then. It's that, oh, you're busy then. And that's when already you're like, okay, so you're intimidated by the fact that I have hobbies. Like, okay, fine. Yeah. But then... So if in that case, you should definitely not dim yourself for that.
Yeah.
Of course, that's you. That's what you do. You know, you've got a side hustle. You've got this. You've got that. That's absolutely fine. But then I do think that, to know, like there are, I guess, male ego is a thing, right? And so as much as it shouldn't be a thing, as much as it should be equal, as much as we should all be so secure in ourselves that we don't feel intimidated by this, that, and the other, if you start telling a guy about all your wins... It sounds really like misogynistic, but I think what you're saying is that in reality, yes, you should be able to tell everybody everything and they'll be happy for you, but and they won't feel intimidated and they won't feel discouraged. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you have to kind of ease someone in, or they're not in that place to hear that yet. So you kind of have to be careful about how you say it, when you say it. It's like if your friend lost their job, and you got a promotion. It's like, oh my gosh, guess what? I got a promotion. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, I got a promotion. And yeah, you would like your friend to be happy for you, but there probably is going to be a part of your friend who's like, oh, okay, I'm really happy for you, but I can't celebrate with you right now in this moment.
But why? I mean, I've been in a bad situation when somebody's won, and I'm like, I mean, I remember, like, way off topic, but I remember I lost like a crazy sum of money. And on like a something that was supposed to be huge and it like didn't work out. But the same day my boy got like, one of my boys got like a 70K a year job. And we were already going out to celebrate and stuff. But I just had like crazy bad news. And I still went out and I was still, you know, a part of that. Because it was like, yo, like, it's not about me. Like, that's, you know, it's about you. So my problems aren't your problems. You know what I'm saying? And you have to be able to separate that. But I understand what you're saying. It's hard. I think it's hard for a lot of people to be able to say, yeah, I'm happy when I'm not really happy and my life is in the toilet and yours isn't.
I just think it's difficult. And I think that everything that you're saying is true and everything that you're saying is ideal.
Yeah. But
like Jay and I are speaking from like we've been in that position. And they probably weren't the right people for us 100%. But it does leave you wondering, so what's the right way to do it then? Because I'm not.
I think there's never going to be a right way because everybody's emotions or personalities are different.
That's true.
I guess the best way to kind of handle any situation is understanding. A lot of people say communication, but I like understanding more because conversation without understanding is nothing. So you got to understand the person that you're with and they have to understand you, and you have to understand each other's emotional level. Like, that's the most important thing to understand, is that there's a time and a place. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you know he's down, maybe just hold that information for like a little bit before you, you know, because there might be a moment where you want to share something, you're excited to share something. I've been in that situation. I'm excited to share something, but I'm hearing something bad from somebody else. So it depends on the person.
I think that's the point. It's like, you don't always know when you're dating and getting to know someone, you don't always know that they're in a bad place or that they are down on their luck or whatever. Mm-hmm. But at the beginning, you want to paint a really pretty picture. Mm-hmm. And you want to make everything look and seem really, really good. Okay, I'm going to just like quickly just ask you a question because
yes, of course.
I feel like this is both for you and Jay actually. it's going to sound like really very Kay Samuels, okay?
you're allowed to talk about it, but I'm not.
I still say his actual name, okay? It could be
Don't get me started on dude.
Different rules.
That dude is different.
Okay, wait. So I was thinking, right? Oh, you guys are making me lose my train of thought now.
Kay Samuels.
Yeah, so Kay Samuels, right. So when women and men are dating and meeting, whatever,
uh-huh.
Do you feel like there is a level of competition in terms of for a woman? Do you feel like a woman is sort of like boasting about what she's doing and how much she's doing and how well work is going, etc., on an unnecessarily grand level in order to compete with the man? Do you think that happens?
I've never experienced it myself. Mm-hmm. Nor have I heard of it myself. I don't think I've ever, no guy I know has ever told me that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know what? I think women, which is really funny, I think women naturally, I don't want to say naturally, that sounds very crazy, but I think women almost fall into that more submissive role when that conversation is kind of taking place. I think women naturally try to play that I don't want to bruise his ego.
Yeah. And so, but the thing is, the thing that I thought about and thing I've heard is it's more about the conversation of like, obviously you guys, when with Zeke and Dr. Kells, when you
Kells,
do
yeah.
and stuff, you do this whole, you did a topic on bringing, what do you bring to the table?
Right.
So I do feel like when that conversation happens, women, a lot of women, they mention, you know, well, I've got a really good job. I've got really good money. Like I'm investing, mm-hmm. I'm doing this, whatever. And it's more about like boasting about those things, which from a very masculine, misogynistic kind of point of view, that's not mm-hmm. what men want to hear. They want to hear other things that are more feminine or this, that, and the other.
Nah, so there's, I mean, like, I get that.
Like, yeah, that, not saying that's what you want to hear.
Yeah.
Saying that from that level, that's
the majority
they want to hear. And I do feel like in because of this like feminist society that we live in, where I'm using the word feminist very lightly because this isn't really what feminism is.
Yeah.
But in a society where women are expected to be on an even playing field as men, women do think that this is what I have to offer. I have to offer all the things that you as a man can offer me. But then men then start to think to themselves, well, then what if you're doing everything, what's my role? What's the need for me? Why am I here, etc.? And I do feel like a lot of male ego is about having purpose. And if men don't have a purpose, then that's when they start to back off because they're like, well, why am I even here then?
You can't, listen, not everybody can be the CEO. You know what I'm saying? Like not everybody can be the CFO or any of those titles, you know. Everyone has a role. We all have a role to play in life as individuals, and we all have a role to play in a relationship. You have a role. It's even to the point where mother and child, you have a role to play with your mom as a child, and she has a role to play as a mother. So you can't, men, I don't want to speak for all men because then, you know, I put myself in a hole, but you can't be the boss all the time. It just doesn't work that way. You might be flipping burgers at McDonald's and she might be running Apple. She loves you for something else. It's not about all that competition stuff.
I think you're coming from a very idyllic.
Yeah, place. This is the way I think. I think like when we talk about like dudes out here doing this stuff, like that's just down to their own
preference, what they want.
Yeah, not even preference, it's down to their own insecurities.
Okay, fair enough.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's just like you truthfully, you're not even mad at her, you're mad at yourself. But she's the object in front of you.
True.
So you're gonna put that anger towards her because you're just mad that you're not there. Has nothing to do with her. It's because anytime somebody points out how good they are, how great they are, how well they're doing, it reminds you how shitty you're doing. So whose fault is it really? Because you could change your stars. It's not my fault or that person's fault, the girl's fault, whatever. Like, that's your fault.
True.
And if you don't find inspiration in, like, you know, what was it? If you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. That's how I think about life. All my boys, I like to think all my boys are smarter than me.
Okay.
That might not be true, but that's not the point. The point is I try to learn from them something. I try to take something from them, whether it be negative or positive. And I think in that situation, if you're sitting there as a man and you realize that her success makes you feel shitty, then you do have to get out of that relationship because you're only going to hurt her.
But I think, well, me...
If you can't get past it, that is, sorry.
But go ahead. Yeah. But I think when I talk to men, I don't say I've got a PhD. I don't say I have a degree. I've got a first class degree. I do this. I don't have that conversation first. That's just my personality. I wouldn't do that. I know that some women may do that. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if we take men, women out of the equation, if you just don't say a conversation with a normal person friend, I wouldn't start a conversation like that anyway. So if you did come up with, like, I do this, I'm like, why are you coming at me so strong already? That's how I would take it. It's a gradual process of learning.
Right.
It's like, I'm pescatarian. I'm not going to say, well, maybe I will, but I'm not going to say, hi, I'm pescatarian. Then I do this, I do that. I don't want to explain my whole life story straight away.
Right.
So that's how I feel like. I feel like some women, I think going back to Simone's question, I actually do think women do feel like they have to say everything straight away. When actually, regardless of what Kevin Samuels says, you don't have to do that.
No.
It's a gradual process.
I think if the question is asked, I think if the question is asked and it's like, so uni, work, what do you do? Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But again, the fact that you're intelligent shouldn't worry anybody. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to be with somebody who's dumb. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't want to be around people who just didn't match intelligence or smarter than me. You know, and I think that, like I said, it comes down to insecurity. You know, if you worry about these things on that level, then you have problems internally that have nothing to do with the other person. You know what I'm saying? So you can't be sitting there saying like, oh man, like my problem is, you know, she's always boasting. No, she's not boasting, bro. She's happy that her life is dope and you need to catch up. Like, that's what that is. You know what I'm saying? And if she's not beating you up about it, you know, she's just sharing.
Yeah.
She's just sharing. And I think you got to accept that, you know, you're not at that level right now.
Mm.
I mean, especially if it's in a relationship or you're dating and she's with you and she's making some level of commitment to you, then obviously she's not worried about it either. So why are you so worried about it? And that's why I said, I think if you can't take it, you got to leave because you're going to end up hurting her, you know, because you're not going to have the equipment to get over it.
And I think that women have to realize that in those situations, if a man does decide to leave, it's not about them, because that's the issue. There are a lot of women who think it's about me. Okay, I have to dim my shine then. Okay, I have to do this. I have to not think about that. I have to whatever else. But it's not about you as a woman. It's not about you as a person. It's just about them. And you have to kind of learn to be okay with that, I guess. And I mean, to be honest, I've dated different types of men in that sense. I've dated a guy who was like, my girlfriend needs to be winning, like we all need to make six figures, like we need to do that, we need to make this work, like she needs to be more intelligent than me, she needs to be this, because I'm grinding, she needs to grind too. But I've met other men that are like, you know, just chill, relax, I've got this, or Like,
I can all be like,
you're very busy today. Oh, you're very busy this week. All right, you have got time for me. Oh, yeah, forget it then. Like, just that. It's just you constantly hearing that.
That could all be mind games, though. Because you, like, on both sides. On both sides. Because, like, one side, you got one guy telling you, I want you to win, I want you to win, I want you to win. Only probably don't he turn into the dude who's like, I don't want you to do anything. Right? Because then the guy is telling you, he don't want you to do anything, is that's a level of control. I don't want you. Listen, I'm God's honest truth. Like, I know, you know, one day, I'm sure, you know, because it's just because of how biology is, you know, my girl, future wife is going to have to stay home because we have kids and, you know what I'm saying? I still got to go make the bread or whatever. But I think the most important thing is that, you know, I'm not making you do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to do that. Mm-hmm. The moment you step into a relationship is I want a housewife. What do you mean you want a housewife? Like, what does that even mean, bro? Like, I want a partner, teammate. Like I said in the beginning, tag me in. I can tag you in. I'm tired. I don't have the energy, or I've been defeated. I need you to go around the corner and sort that out. And they can do that. If you don't have a teammate, it's different when you say, I want a teammate, than I want a girl make six figures. She might not ever see six figures in a whole entire life. Mm-hmm. That's not a failure. Mm-hmm. That's just, that didn't happen for her. So what, now she's worthless because she didn't see that? That don't make no sense. The problem is we don't lead with love.
Yeah.
So that grows in that starts a problem in itself. Because we're talking about what we want. As I said before, it's not about what you want, it's what you need. What does that person bring to the table that you need? And what do you bring to the table to that person that they need? Where's the balance? Balance is everything. You can't have everything and then give nothing. So yes, I want my girl to be successful, 100%. Like I said, I'll be her biggest cheerleader. But I want balance. However we obtain that is what's important. Just get to that level. But I don't, you know, all that other stuff, like I said, dudes talking about I want, or, you know, or a dude saying, you know, I need my woman to stay home. Like, that's control. That's a level of control. Even him saying, I want you to win can be a level of control because it's criteria.
So let's flip it then. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit like Kevin Samuels, a little bit. and he says that women uh-huh. sometimes seek above and beyond. So yes. They're not satisfied with the guy that can, I don't know, doesn't have six figures or whatever.
Right.
Have you had the experience dating someone that's quite complacent and actually just move on because you're not at her level? And do you think, if you say a man, you think that they're, well, I don't know what you said, you said oh, that's a, hit their insecurities. Do you think that's mm-hmm. a woman's insecurities, if you flip it on that way?
Yeah, I think, no, I'll probably put myself in that situation, but no, I haven't dated a woman. You mean like a woman who's winning and I'm not, or you mean like I'm winning and she's not?
So she finds out that you're not on her level, so to speak, in right. terms of you haven't got the PhD, you're not earning.
Right.
And she's just like waiting, but she's like coming like, oh, impatient, or it's just too ambitious. I know. I hate saying too ambitious.
I've not been in that situation, but I would definitely be on some, like, if I realize it's a problem, I'd probably remove myself. Because I'd just be like,
right.
I'm not living up to the expectation. And then the pressure on me to live up to expectation might then ruin whatever relationship we got left.
Do you think women have too much expectation?
I think we all have too much expectation.
You're being very diplomatic.
No, but we do. We all have too much expectation because I think with women, there's a lot of pressure on both sides, but I think there's a lot of pressure on women to look good, be good, do this, do that, X, Y, and Z. I mean, like I said, I don't want to cuss on here, but to have sex good, you know, all that stuff. And men, I always say, like me and Dr. Kels have said a couple of times, you know, the pressure for men is to always, you know, hand out A1 at all times. And that is a pressure if you put that pressure on yourself. Some dudes are selfish, so they do what they want. But I think in that essence, I would leave just based on the fact that I'd be like, yo, listen, you know what? I'm not where you probably want me to be. I'm not going to say need me to be, because whether that's a need or not, is necessity is different. But I'm not where you want me to be. And I think that's going to add a pressure that I probably can't deal with. So I'm going to bounce. But it's not a reflection upon you. But remember, actually something that you guys were saying earlier that I didn't get to say, but it also depends on how the relationship ends with women as well, because women could turn around and be like, there's no closure. So I have to dim myself down because I don't know how he felt when he left. So when I've left, I've always said everything I wanted to say. You know, that's me personally, but I know that doesn't happen everywhere else. So because of that, there's an expectation with women, I suppose, that he's probably just going to stop talking to me. And then I'll never know why it was. So I'm going to fish through these problems myself, even though I don't need to, but I'm going to do it anyway. And I'm going to find out what's wrong with me when there's probably nothing wrong with you at all. But his actions make you feel that way. You know what I'm saying? So you fall into this place where you are like, well, what's wrong with me? Why did he leave me? Why did he not come and talk to me? What's the issue with me? And then women, unfortunately, which I've watched so many times, you spiral like that. That's a scary moment, because then you spiral into this place of like all those questions. What's wrong with me? Why am I like this? What did I do to make him do this to me? Boom, 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 boom. But really, true. Sometimes just he ain't shit. And that's just the way it moves. And usually I'd be confident, move on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's hard. It's hard when emotions get involved and the physical stuff as well, man. Like, like my mom always says to me, you got to be careful with how you do things as a man, because remember, you enter a woman. So she's receiving you, your energy, your vibes, everything about you, you're now given to her. So you can't do that without being mindful of what you're giving out. You know,
is that when we're younger, phase, though?
I think women can leave a lasting imprint on you for sure. If they're not right within themselves and their souls, I mean, listen, man, if all my relationships went well, then I'd have 10 women and be in great 10 great relationships, right? You know, they all ended for their own purposes. Some, like, I would probably say 50-50 my fault. But I think women can leave a lasting impression on you or a lasting vibe on you that you don't need. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been in bad situations with women where it's like, yo, this is crazy. And it affected me to a point where I dragged that to the next relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that can definitely be a problem. But I had to learn like how not to do that.
But that wasn't because of sex.
No, it was. It definitely was.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, cool.
Yeah, because you, I mean, man, like you got, as a man, it's hard. Like I said, pride always goes before the fall. Ego is, you can't control your ego. But as a man, you just sit there and you be like, women know how to cut like deep with words. And if you're a man like myself, who I don't do the arguing stuff, like I don't yell, I don't have time for that. So I'm very like, I'll just walk away. I'll leave. It's been, I lived with one of my exes. Plenty of times I went for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of trying to hurt you or say something hurtful, I just went for a walk.
Yeah.
But it's hard because women know how to say certain things that make you feel low.
Mm.
Especially, and that stuff carries over. It could be sex, it could be anything, and that stuff carries over, and then you have PTSD. You know what I'm saying? And then you take out the next relationship and you might hear like something similar from another woman and you're like, nah, man, I can't do this. You start freaking out. Mm. Start having Vietnam flashbacks. Start like sitting there freaking out in your chair like, I can't do this. But you know, you live and you learn, right? So I think women can leave things on men that are, men can leave things on women that are everlasting. I've seen some women not come back from certain things. And I think women can definitely give men PTSD on a whole crazy level where you're just thinking, you're paranoid as hell by everything you do. Mm. Cause I've seen girls tell dudes that they're pregnant and they're not.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But just to keep him or just to keep him around or just to fuck with his head. You know what I'm saying? Like I've seen that happen. And I was actually in the situation where I told my boy, like, that's a Google picture. And it was like the baby sonogram thing.
That's crazy.
And I was like, fam, that's a Google picture. And he was like, no, it's not. And I mean, he was like, for the whole day, he was telling everybody like, yo, she's pregnant. Oh my God, me a dad. So he's excited as hell. That's crazy. When he sent it to me, I just happened. Like, I'm a bad person, but I was looking and I was just like, yo, fam, this is a Google picture. And he was like, what? I was like, I don't mean to be an asshole about this, but this is a Google picture. I said, and I'll show you the picture. So I showed him the other picture and all she had done was cover up the date and put a new date in. And I was like, nah, this is a Google picture. So he's recovered, but his energy towards women has changed.
Yeah, absolutely. Because
you know what I'm saying?
you can never trust someone like that again. But just because exactly. of fear of that happening again. And unfortunately, because we are simple creatures, mm-hmm. if one man or one woman does something to us, we're like, well, all women do that. Because mm-hmm. we can't separate, okay, they're a very unique individual. To us, that everyone's the same.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's hard. Like, and in a dating sense, I'm so glad I'm not dating right now. Like, I'm so glad I'm in a relationship. What's out there right now is so scary. It is scary. Like, I'm afraid for, like, my youngers, like my nephews and stuff. Like, I'm like, yo, how do y'all do it? It's scary, bro. Like, the things that some of these girls say, like, I'm like, yo, it was easy. I thought I had it bad when I was younger. Now,
use examples though. Like what?
Like, you know what it is? Because we live in a social media age and everything's 5 seconds, TikTok and Instagram, everything's 5 seconds. So it's like, all it takes is sweetie to be like, you know, a bad B, you know, bad whatever, 8-figure, that's my type. And then all of a sudden, there's some girls out there who automatically think they're on that level. Mm. So now the younger boys who are trying to come up, they ain't got 6, 8, 9, 10 figures. They you know, working 9 to 5, man, like they ain't got, and the pressure's different. Mm. I did the date the high maintenance girls, man. Like, it was fun. You know, you go to the best restaurants and you drink the best drinks and you do. But what you realize at the end of the day is you look in your bank account at the end of the weekend and you're like, damn, this is bad. But it's the thirst of being important that you chase. And then you realize that it's not that important. So nowadays when I see it, you know, there's too much influence on the minds of young people where they tend to believe that crap. Mm. And I say all the time, you can't ask somebody for something you can't do for yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, okay. But that's the part they don't explain. So, you know, shout out to Sweetie. There's no disrespect, but it's like when she's sitting there screaming that, you got to remember she got 6 figures. It's a different world. She can say that because I'm only going to date on my level. I'm not going to date a dude who's making $7.99 an hour. Mm-hmm. I'm going to date the dude who's got 8 figures. But there's these young girls who might have a little Fashion Nova contract or something. Mm-hmm. And then treat some other dude who's got a legitimate job like some trash bag. And it's like, but you don't have the right to do that. Nobody does have the right to treat anybody bad. But what I'm saying is there's levels to the game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if you're making 6 figures and you're only going to date people who make 6 figures, cool. Mm-hmm. But if you're making probably like 100 or 200, 300, even 1,000 more than me, we're still on the same level. We're still eating in the same places. We're still eating the same entrees. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not, there's no difference here. So you can't treat me like trash. And I think that today's society is tough, man. I've been in my relationship for 2 years. I think I got out at the right time. Like, I got out the game in the right space.
At the same time, like, I'm assuming that you're around the same age as us. I do feel like our generation's a little bit different.
Well, I'm 34.
Yeah.
And when I was younger, when I started like liking or dating girls, I remember the first time I told my mom, like, I have a date, I asked her for like 50 pounds. And back then that was rich. I was rich. And I was like, what? Yeah. 50 pounds? I'm about to go Turks and Caicos and get a boat. Like, I was rich. And that was enough to get, you know, back then, like, girls were cool. Girls were like, yeah, let's get a 2 for $2 from Sam's. And you know what I'm saying? We was quiet change. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now you can't do that unless she's your girl and she's into that and y'all have that relationship.
Nando's now with these young lot, you can't even go to Nando's.
You can't go Nando's. Like, I don't even, all right, here's the thing. I can make better chicken than Nando's, but I'm just saying, if you can't sit in Nando's now, like, come on, man. I had a girl, I remember one time I was talking to a girl and I said to her, I was like, yeah, like, so let's go out. Let's, you know, go out and, you know, whatever. Let's eat. And she was like, cool. I said, we can get some drinks afterwards, whatever. And she was like, cool, cool, cool. She's like, so where are you going to take me? I said, I don't know. Like, I know this nice Italian restaurant. She's like, Italian restaurant. She was like, the way you were talking, I thought we were going to like the Shard. I was like, whoa. Wait, what are you talking about? The what? I ain't even been in there. All right, I've been in there once, but I mean, I ain't going there to eat. Like, I just went there to see it, like, and walk around. Like, what are you talking about? Like, no, I don't have. Okay, disclaimer. I told her I don't have Shard money. That's not the truth, but I'm not going to the Shard. I don't know you like that yet. Like, and even yet, like, we got to get some years in before we start doing stuff like that. Like, we got to get time. So when that's the expectation, that's a little scary, like off the rip. So what are we going to do next? Go to Paris? Like, I'm trying to...
Hey, Paris, yeah.
Like, let's level this up.
Yeah. I think, interestingly, I think, because I was trying to think about as well, like, why in my head... It's going to sound wild. But obviously, there's a lot of stuff out there at the moment. There's a lot of this stuff online, you know, Kevin's like, this, that, and the other. What do you bring to the table? All this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, my priority is, and like hypergamy, we had an episode on that as well. Mm-hmm. And we were sort of saying like the difference between the woman who is happy to be a stay-at-home mom as long as her man is bringing in all the money and bringing in a lot of money. And she's dating up versus a woman who would rather be in the power couple. You're both working hard. You're both making it work as a partnership.
Right.
And for me, I probably stand more on that side. There's a spectrum, but I'm probably more on that side.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I want to be that boss chick. And I was reflecting on the fact that when we were growing up, in all the magazines like Cosmopolitan,
mm-hmm.
Marie Claire, whatever you were reading at the time, it was all about, you know, how to be that boss chick, how to be like an office babe, how to, you know, earn well, the power suits, like all that was in, because feminism had reached this amazing peak where it was no longer looked at as being something for people that don't shave their arms and burn their bras, but it was looked at as like being, we're all going to work together. We're all going to work and be amazing.
There's a bigger goal here. Yeah,
absolutely. But now, not saying that feminism is dying, but now with the younger generation, it's almost going back in time, whereas they are a lot more comfortable with the traditional gender roles. They're a lot more comfortable with the man bringing in the bacon and the woman staying at home and being spoiled.
Uh-huh.
There's less determination to be... I think they are determined. Like, I think they do want to have their own businesses, and they want to make their wigs and their weaves, and they want to sell their nails and do eyelashes and whatever. Mm-hmm. Everyone's kind of being an entrepreneur in some shape or form, but they're happy to do it on their own terms without that kind of pressure to join the corporate life for the money. And so I do feel like it's interesting how those gender roles are becoming bigger and stronger again, whereas when we were growing up, it was a little bit different. It was a lot more even, I think.
I think you guys were on the cutting edge of what was growing at the time.
Yes.
At the beginning of something like early, I'd say like early, like late 90s, early 2000s. Like, because magazines started becoming more prominent. People, obviously, you start reading, so on and so forth. They had like, what was it? Something 17? There was a magazine, Something 17. I can't remember the name of it, but I know like my sister used to read it quite a lot. And I think like that you're right in that sense. There was a drive and determination to get young women to believe that they can be the owner of businesses and doing this and doing that and bossing up. I think now you're right, but I don't think it's the same as how our parents probably did the gender role.
Mm-hmm.
I think now it comes with a little bit more selfish behavior.
I think we are probably 30%, if you want to say percentages, the product of our parents. So I was brought up in a single parent household, and I saw my mum be very, very independent.
Yeah.
And what I realised when one of my relationships, I remember he broke up with me, he was like, I don't want to clip your wings. And I used to think, what the hell does that mean? Like, I don't know what I was giving up. And again, it's not trying to dampen anything, but I do think that if you're brought up by a strong, independent woman, there's a lot of pros. There's 100% a lot of pros.
There's a lot of cons.
What happens? It's not a lot of cons. I'm going to say a lot. I'll say some cons.
I think there's a lot of cons for me, but I'll explain afterwards. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's the deep side of it. But I'm saying on a kind of surface level is that there are a lot of pros, but there's also in the sense that you almost go off this thing that I don't really need a man, because my mom taught me not to have a man. Because for me personally, I'm only talking about my own experience here. I don't know if everybody can relate, but my mom was a single parent, but some of them still have thoughts or memories of how they were treated before, especially if they haven't moved on. So what happens is you're always brought up to be like, oh, you should be independent. You should be earning your own money. And it's seeping in unconsciously. You don't even know that it's seeping in. It's just seeping in. Right. And then when you meet a man, you're like, I've got all my shit. And then it goes back to the question, the thing that you mentioned, something about purpose. you've already got everything. And then people have, there's this option to have, like, you know, to have children without a male unit if you want that, or another partner. There's different options now. We have so much different options. So I think it's not just the media, it's not just that. I think it's the influence from our parents, be it wrong or right, it's there.
So do you think the PTSD from, like, what our moms went through is why, I can't say it for me because obviously I'm a guy, but for, like, women, it's like, hey, you don't need a man to do nothing, you know, because I went through that. You saw me do it. You can do it.
You know what? The only thing I think, though, is I think that you are right, Jay, but I think most of us who grew up with single parents don't want to be like our parents. We want to, maybe we can be independent like our mothers, but we want to do it better.
I think innately, though. I think you're right.
Even innately, I think that is innate as well. It's like you might, in your head, you might be like, yes, I want to do it. Like, I can do it all by myself. I can make my money by myself. I can change a light bulb. I can do, like, whatever chores around the house by myself. But then you're also thinking, but I don't want to struggle like my mum also. So I'm going to do it better than my mum. I'm going to get a better job than my mum. I'm going to earn even more money than my mum did. I'm going to have even nicer car than my mum did, so I can provide even more. So I think that there's, like, it's not all mirroring. I think it's mirroring, but it's also that strive. To also do it kind of differently, because
isn't that independent? But yes, I agree with what you're saying, but isn't that the influence from parents?
That's the part that I agree with. I do agree with that, but I just don't think it's complete mirroring. I think
I think your parents naturally want you to be better than they were anyway, so that they want you to do that anyway. I don't think it's like a thing of that. I think where it comes into the gender role thing for me, I always wanted to, I want to get married because my mom ain't seen none of her kids get married properly, you know, big wedding, dinner, reception, all that type of stuff. Yeah. I want to do everything. I don't want to have kids before. I mean, I've had a couple close shaves, but I don't want to have kids before, before I'm married and things of that nature. I mean, if they come with my girlfriend now, I wouldn't be mad at all. Like, I just, you know, be in a relationship and be a man and handle my responsibilities as I do. But I want to get married first. I want to set up foundation first, have my house and everything. Like, I have very lofty goals, you know, sometimes the point it keeps me up at night, scares the crap out of me. But I don't want to, and I don't want any of that stuff unless I can, like, be at the level I think I should be at.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather not get married if I can't do it properly, if I can't provide properly. I'd rather not have kids if I can't be the right father. It's not just about money, but it's showing them something that, you know, I come from the project. So, you know, my mom showing me the world was different.
Mm.
You know,
see, that's interesting. So if you're not ready, but your girlfriend or your partner, sorry, is ready.
Yeah.
It goes back to the same thing. Does your partner have to wait for you? She's already ready. She's ready.
Well, here's the thing. I'm at the point where she said to me, so a friend of ours said to her, because the friend in question, she's already got two kids and my boy.
Okay.
And I got on to him about getting married. And I was like, yo, man, you got to propose, bro. She gave you two kids, man. Like, you wasting time. And she was saying the same thing to my girl, but we ain't got kids or nothing, you know. So we don't even live together yet. So my girl said, 5 years. I was like, shit, she put a time on it now. But like, instantly, I was like, ooh, 5 years. What time is it? All right. What's the day today? Today, 5 years from now, from like this day, or 5 years from next week? Honestly, it scares the crap out of me. It really does. But at the same time, you know, nothing worth doing should be easy. And at the end of the day, for me, I think, like, you know, okay, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
We might not be married in 5 years, but we might be prepared to be married because I got everything I think I should have. If in 5 years I don't have it, I'm not going to waste your time.
Yeah. But then I also think it's important to remember that we're never going to be in the exact place that we think we should be. Of course, never. There's certain things that you can set up. There's certain places that you can put yourself in, positions that you can put yourself in, but you're never going to be finished.
No.
And I do think this is a thing that men do a lot. They're like, they have to be in this exact place in order to get into a relationship, in order to get to move in.
But that's the pressure.
And I do think that you have to be realistic that there's never, of course, you're going to get to that place and then you're going to want more. So you have to make up your mind that actually this is enough, and I can offer enough, and we can build enough, and this is going to be enough.
But what enough for me, you know what it is? It's the fear, right? So for me, and a lot of men don't admit their fears, which I think is a terrible thing to do. I think you should really, like, even if you write them down, to tell somebody. The fear for me is, like I said, I came from the project. So my first introduction to, like, living in the, I guess, the so-called hood, which was really the hood, like, really bad back in the early 90s, was sleeping on a mattress in the living room / kitchen on the floor with my sister. You know, like, that was my early introduction. So my fear is that. My fear is going back to that, failing to the point where I can't go back to, I have to go back to that, and then put my kids in that situation, put my wife in that situation. Mm-hmm. I can never go back to that. That's the biggest, like, I'll wake up in cold sweats thinking about that. Mm-hmm. But what's ready for me is, first and foremost, I gotta own my home. I don't give a damn. It's 3 bedrooms, 4 bedrooms, 5 bedrooms. Don't matter. I gotta own my home. Mm-hmm. You know, that's imperative. That's not talked about enough in our community about ownership. That's first and foremost. You guys own this podcast. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a strong statement, not only for Black people, for significantly for Black women. That's important. Ownership is deadly important. Then after owning my home, we could do whatever, because I own this now. It's mine. Where's ours? You know, you're here with me. We can have kids and stuff. Enough kids to fit in this house. So if we got 3 bedrooms, we have 2 kids. Like, that's the way that runs. We can't do more than that, because I sharing a room, for me, I shared a room before. That's not cool. Like, I don't want to do that. So I'm like, no, we have 2 kids. They have to have separate rooms. Cool. And I think that's how, like, mechanically, that's how my mind thinks, just logically on that level. Ready for me is, as long as, like I said, like, I own my home and I got that steady income, that I know there's not going to be a time where, you know, things get bad and I don't have any answers. You know, that's my main thing. But again, I have a teammate to tag in, so hopefully she's just as good as I am at holding things up. That's important. But my ambition, as you said, once you get to the place you think you are, you want to get higher. My ambition is not to land at 3 bedrooms and stop there. Mm-hmm. My ambition, you know, my mom had we had an 8-bedroom house in Uxbridge. I'm trying to get more than that. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not staying up at night writing and doing these TV shows and having these meetings and doing stuff to live at the level I'm at now or just the level above. I always say to my girl, like, I'm trying to have the indoor pool in the cinema room. Like, that's what I'm on. Like, that's my vibe. I'll always be on that vibe until I'm dead. Like, that's who I am. I want more, and that's because I came from absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. So the fear of going back to nothing is too much for me to bear. I need to have, and it's not the materialistic things. It's not that. It's just security.
Yeah.
Security is everything to me. So I think that in that, as long as I have security, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. I got kids now. I mean, I'm at home still. Like, me and mom's at home. I have my place, but my mom got sick, so I moved back in. But it's like, to go back out and have my own and me and my girl move in together, as long as I own it, we got kids right then and there. I don't bother me. We get married tomorrow. It's not a problem. Mm-hmm. I don't care. But security is important. And if I don't have it, I'm not doing it. I don't want kids. I don't want marriage. I don't want none of that. I'll be single. Mm. Like, genuinely, like, I'd rather be single and just plot through life and just be cool. Because I don't have nothing to offer you in that sense. I mean, I say I'm a pretty good dude. And I have a lot of mental stuff to offer you, but that's not enough, really.
Mm. So if she had a house, would that be something?
Yeah, if she owned and I was moving in, I would have no problem with that. I have no problem.
Okay, so as long as one of you...
Someone has to have a level of security that we're both comfortable enough to be like, all right, cool, we good. Like, there's nothing... Right. You know, tornado comes, we're good. You gotta be at that level where you have, like, house insurance, life insurance, like, everything has to be right. Otherwise, man... You know, I've had family members, unfortunately, like, my pops passed like 7 years ago and, like, he had nothing to his name. You know what I'm saying? That is, I could never do that. And that's nothing against him. Great guy, great man. But when you deep it, you know what I'm saying? I want to have kids. I want my kids to have something when I'm gone. Give them some real stuff. And my wife has got to make sure, my wife has got to be good. And I don't mean good like when you watch TV and they be on that, you know, if you pay $7.99 a month, you get 100K in coverage when your partner dies. Like, no, I need you to be better than 100K. I need you to be good, good. Like, so, you know, I obviously I'm dead. I can't worry about anything, but I just want to know. I just want to be safe in the sound and the mind of I look at my account and I know that you're good if the worst was to happen. Like nothing, yeah. nothing will break this. So yeah, man, I just think you gotta have security. And I think if you don't have security, you shouldn't be entering any type of relationship. Sorry.
There's a lot to that. I also think that you have to be working towards that security. I think that should be also enough, because I do think that we can't all have it together. Like I said, when you get it together, you want more. That's just the nature of being ambitious and of being a motivated person. Mm-hmm. But the fact is that poor people need love too. Like everyone needs love. Everyone
that goes back. I was writing a book when I was like 15, and it was called "Can You Love a Man with a Bus Pass?" And I don't know why I was writing it, but I just got into this.
I'm literally silent because I'm like, that's such a wise thing to say. That's such a wise title for a 15-year-old. Like,
yeah, I was just like, I don't know where it came from, but I had like you know the puka pads.
Yeah.
Like my mom used to have like. I had to tell her to stop buying them. We had an office. She had hundreds of them. She'd be writing anything in it, songs, whatever she'd be doing. We had hundreds. So one day I took one of the big ones. It was like really thick. And I just started like writing. I wrote inside it. I said, "Could you love a man with a bus pass?" And I think I probably wrote like, I think that thing has 500 pages. And I probably covered like 250.
Wow.
Of just like, if I don't even know what that is, if I could find it, it'd be amazing. But if I read that back now, I probably think, what the hell was I talking about? But it was just like, could you love a man with a bus pass? And it was about like men not being secure. And is it good enough that he doesn't have it together, basically? I don't think I knew that at the time, but that's what I'm saying it was now. honestly, my answer to that is, I still don't know if you could. I think it depends on who. It depends, like you said, you could be working towards security. I just want foundation. I think that's the key. I want foundation. I want to be able to say, like, no matter what happens, we have this. And we can always go back to this. Mm. Worst case scenario, this is still here.
Yeah, that's true.
If I feel like I'm working towards it, we're not going anywhere. That's just me personally. Like, I'm not doing anything with you. Because I feel like...
You know, as I think, because I'm, you know, when we talk about equality, we have to talk about equality from both sides.
Yeah.
So equality means, yes, women can get it and women are great and women are doing the most as well.
100%.
I do feel like equality also means just taking a little bit of that pressure off of men, because a lot of men, they put themselves under, especially Black men, they put themselves under so much pressure to be better than their fathers were, to be better than their uncles were, to be better than their brother who's, unfortunately in jail or whatever, or doing something else or on road or whatever it is. There's a lot of pressure there, and I think because of that we end up falling behind, because generally you can do bits in partnerships, and you don't have to have it all together in order to form a partnership with someone. You can be working towards it, you can be getting yourself together, but also having someone that's going to support you and be a shoulder to lean on and to crown or whatever it is to get you through your worst days. I'm not saying you should put all that pressure on someone, but that's also okay. That's what a partnership is. And I do feel that, you know, as much as it's not going to be easy, you should be able to do both.
I think what I'm saying is, I don't want to work at the same time as like I don't want to be working towards the foundation as I'm doing now with a kid on the way.
No, with a child, it's completely different.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, for me, I don't mind the work beforehand. I just don't want to be doing it and there's a kid on the way or there's marriage ring on your finger. Like, no, we got to have this first. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Foundation first, security first.
Yeah.
And then kids, whatever, marriage, whatever, I'm down 100%.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I just think that some people use that excuse for relationships as well. And I just think that we have to take that pressure off a little bit. And going back to gender roles, I do feel like there is a lot of pressure on men to be that, because the fact is that, yeah, you know, you might be okay with having a woman that's earning more than you and that's fine or whatever, but a woman, the way the society's set up, a woman can say, don't have it all together, but he has it all together and that's okay. I'm going to just, you know, I'm going to cruise or whatever. Like, I just think that it's imbalanced in that way, and there should be a bit more balance to take that pressure off.
Yeah, no, you need something. you need something, a hobby or something. You need to be making ashtrays or clay pots or something. You need like something in your life that takes your mind away from the kids or me or the house or whatever. Like you need something. Because if you don't have that.
If you don't, it's still okay. And I do want to make that
clear. Yeah. Yeah.
You sound ambitious. Yeah. There's some people out there that their thing is just watching Netflix. That's just their release.
I don't know if that would work for me.
For you, yes, I'm not talking about you. I'm saying you must have something, but actually, there might be a relationship that the balance is that person just has a 9-to-5. They go home, they watch Netflix. That's just their thing.
But you don't have to make money. Let me be clear. Like, you don't have to make money. I just want you to have something. Something you like doing. It could be walks. It could be book club. It could be, I don't care. You can have a film watching team where you guys just gonna watch films all the time. I don't care.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Have something outside of this relationship that we can find interesting together or that you can tell me about. Because if your day is literally just on the sofa, I can't do that with you because I'm gonna be like, yo, you'll be talking to me and I'll be thinking about other things.
Yeah, it's true.
So you gotta give me energy. Yeah, you gotta give me energy, man. If you can give me energy, I'm gonna give you energy. If you can't give me energy, you're gonna be talking, I'm gonna be doing this. Like just looking up, not paying attention, and you're gonna feel real bad because I'm gonna be like, I'm not listening to a word you're saying. Cause all you're telling me is you watch Trisha on the sofa today. Like that don't wash, man. Like have something you like doing. I don't care if you just dance around the house all day. If working out is your thing and you just did that all day, cool.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. What happened? But if you don't have nothing.
You just need someone that's got some passion.
Yeah, man. Something, please. God, don't just be sitting there doing nothing. That's scary. That is absolutely scary. I think I'd fall asleep while you're talking. Like, ooh, no way. No way. If my girl ever just stopped. Like, I mean, literally just stopped. I'd just be like, this ain't gonna work. Like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I can't do this. It's not gonna work for me. But I mean, I think it's important. I think, like I said, balance is everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody should take on everything by themselves. I think everybody should find that comfortable line where everybody can just work together for the ultimate goal, which is whatever the success is.
Mm-hmm.
That is, and I will take what Jay said. I'm speaking very ideally, but I can only speak for my own preferences. With everybody else, I think it's like there's so many nuances, right? Like everybody wants something. Everybody wants different things. You know, I'm basic. I just like, let's just be my peace. I don't want to yell. I want to argue. Just be my peace. Let's just chill on the couch.
So much.
Yeah, be my peace. I don't even gonna say I coined the phrase, but I was saying that from when I was like 16, 17.
I think a lot of guys might think it, but just don't say it the way you said it. I think people just say, I want a peaceful relationship. I want a peaceful
Be my peace, man. Be
life.
You know, because home, you know what they say, like home's where you rest your head and everything like that?
It's true, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like be that to me.
Mm.
Because I'm already battling. And you know what you said, so not to bring like race into it too tough, but Simone, you said about like, especially for Black men, I'm already fighting on so many fronts outside my front door. Like there's so many fronts that, and that's same, it's worse for Black women. I just put that out there. It's way worse for Black women out there. But just in the sense of what we're talking about, I'm already fighting so many different battles. So the last thing I want to do is come home and not have that level of like where you're my piece. And I'm not asking about it like foot rubs or no back rubs or run my bath. What I don't need you to do all of that. Like I'm a grown ass man. I got 2 legs, 2 feet. I could do all that stuff myself. I just need to lay my head on your chest, and I want to be able to cry. I want to be able to talk. I want to be able to just be there in silence. I want all those different things because I'm gonna be that for you.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And we don't need to always have these emotional things going on. But yeah, just be the peace that I'm seeking within myself, I guess. You know what I'm saying? That I'm not gonna get outside. It's not gonna work.
Mm.
So. But yeah, balance. Balance is everything, man.
Balance. I think that sums that up really nicely. We're going to have to close now because it's going to be a really long episode. But a great episode with lots of really good content, lots of nuggets of wisdom and stuff.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, it was really great to have your perspective, Zeke. Thank you
so much. I appreciate you guys, really, man. I really do. And it was fun.
Yeah,
it was good. Yeah. good. Yeah, really
likewise as well. All right, cool. Everyone happy to wrap up?
Yeah, yeah. I'm very thankful for being here. This has been great.
Oh, amazing. We're thankful for you to come on as well.
Really
appreciate
you guys, man, really.
Thank you so much. All right, guys. We hope you enjoy this episode of the podcast. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at the Dating Game Podcast, on Twitter at Dating Game Pod, and use the hashtag Dating Game Podcast to get involved in the conversation. We want to hear from you. DM us, message us, share us on your stories, all that good stuff. Zeke, do you want people to find you? Have you got anything to plug?
Oh, man. Just follow @Dr_Kells. So @Dr_Kells, man. Other than that, like, don't follow me. You'll probably hate me. I don't post anything. I mean, I do, but I don't. So yeah, like, but yeah, if you do want to follow me, it's WAZIK_Lee. So yeah, that's me on Instagram, man. And get all right,
nice. I was gonna say, if you have any messages, you can like message the Kells, but that's fine.
They
can
message Kells for sure.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, but thanks for coming on, and see you next week, guys. Bye.